Hello. It's the Thursday after Ash Wednesday, February 15th, and revival is in the air. In the United States, the National Eucharistic Revival began on the Feast of Corpus Christi in 2022. The three-year initiative led by the U.S. bishops aspires to unite the faithful in a deeper and more intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. The other sacraments, and indeed all ecclesiastical ministries and works of the apostolate, are bound up with the Eucharist and are oriented toward it. For in the Blessed Eucharist is contained the whole spiritual good of the Church, namely Christ Himself, our Pasch. Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1324. The website for the National Eucharistic Revival shares, "Our world is hurting. We all need healing, yet many of us are separated from the very source of our strength. Jesus Christ invites us to return to the source and summit of our faith in the celebration of the Eucharist." The grassroots initiative followed the 2019 release of a Pew Research study that found only 31% of Catholics believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. A National Eucharistic Congress is planned for summer 2024 in Indianapolis, Indiana. More than 80,000 people are expected to attend the historic event. Now we turn to our Gospel from Luke, chapter 22. Then Jesus took a cup, gave thanks, and said, "Take this and share it among yourselves, for I tell you that from this time on, I shall not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Luke, chapter 22, verses 17 to 18. Normally, participants in the Passover meal drank from their own cups. But at the Last Supper, Jesus has the disciples all drink from the same one. On the brink of death, he heightens the closeness of this group with whom he eagerly desired to share his meal. Jesus promises that one day he will drink this cup with them in the kingdom of God. They thought the kingdom would come soon. It didn't. We're 2,000 years and counting, and it could be millions more. Meanwhile, I need to recognize the presence of Jesus on earth. Jesus is not living in retirement, nor is he far away. Luke wrote the Acts of the Apostles to tell the story of Christ present and active among his people after his death, resurrection, and ascension. Wherever I am as I read this, however distant I might feel from the Lord, one thing is for sure. The Lord is with me and wants the same closeness with me as he had with his disciples at that table in the upper room. Let me enjoy his presence. Just plain enjoy it. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.